Yes, I saw the article in the New York Times. I thought it was a very, very well done article. I thought their methodology was very interesting. I thought the article itself was very interesting. So, you felt better after you realized that there were other towns in America that had been destroyed by terrorism. That's great. I'm totally thrilled for you. You know, everybody's path to healing is just totally different. So if you got healing or resolution or whatever by finding out that a town in Tulsa, Oklahoma had been bombed from the air using dynamite, you know, like in the 1920s, and then set on fire and the whole place burned to the ground, I'm thrilled for you. So you read stuff like that and you don't feel alone. I know. You know, there are other towns that have been destroyed by terrorism. New York City is not the only one. Tulsa, Oklahoma, not the only one. I'm sure there are other towns, you know, all across the world that can say the same thing. I thought it was kind of weird, the stuff from the airplane using the dynamite, but, you know, hey, that's pretty inventive for that time and that location. I mean, you have to give them that creativity. Those people get an A+ in creativity. Yeah, I thought the reconstruction method that they used was interesting. I liked it. You know, because it's one thing, it's like you read about stuff and you don't really get the whole picture. You know, it's kind of one-dimensional. Or if you see a movie, you know, a movie or something, it's not the same. But to have some pictures like that in that fashion, you know, with everything, you know, precisely labeled, and you get like a street view and an aerial view and a wider view, I thought that was quite interesting. Very educational. So I'm thrilled for you, Mr. Purcell. If that makes you feel better, then go for it. You know, study terrorism. Why not? It's everywhere. It's much more common than people realize. You're from Chicago. You must realize that by now. Yes, whatever makes you feel better. You need to do what you need to do, and really, at the end of the day, you're the only person who can really kind of help yourself along. You know, you can call anytime. I'm always happy to take your calls. Yeah, you know, only you know your right path to healing. And, you know, everybody's path is different. And what works for one person might not work for another person. So, you know, if researching terrorism, reading about it, finding out about, educating yourself, you know, about it works for you, I love it. You know, I love it. I think that's great.